talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct, second hour, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And we are going back to Wisconsin. Gableman, Bigfoot McClown Face Gableman. Believe it or not, Robin Voss just extended his contract, gave him $11,000 a month, as long as he wants. He's not going to vacate that anytime soon. He isn't doing anything. He appeared on stage over the weekend with Robin Voss's worst critics. Robin Voss is his sugar daddy. Gableman is Robin Voss's sugar baby. But he appeared on stage with Robin Voss's worst critics, including Robin Voss's primary opponent. I don't know if you knew that. Robin Voss has a primary opponent named Adam Steen. Adam Steen is a real piece of work. Adam Steen called Voss a traitor. And as he said that, someone in the crowd, one of the rabble yelled, "RINO," stands for Republican in name only. Trump uses it a lot. And then Steen goes, "RINO," quote, I'm not kidding, "RINO is a nice word. I prefer the word treasonous traitor." Well, alliteration is important, but redundancy, avoiding redundancy is also important. So word to Steen, yeah, you're onto something with alliteration, but why don't you look up the word redundancy? He said, "RINO is a nice word. I prefer the word treasonous traitor." Then Gableman takes the microphone. You think of Gableman and say, "Look, I'm a guy without a job. A guy like Voss comes along, gives me 11 Jeezles a month, 11 grand a month, and my staff 20 grand a month, and we sit around having coffee and donuts, and then we investigate people who are poll workers to see if they're Democrats and if they wear nose rings and dye their hair and like snakes and live with their boyfriends. That clearly is a..." Sam is covering her eyes. "That's clearly a sign of being a Democrat. Excuse me, people of that age, I don't care what..." First of all, most of them aren't Democrats, Republicans. They don't even think of politics. And if they do, you don't go, "Oh, you have a nose ring and live with your boyfriend? Dye your hair? You're a bad person." Well, everybody in Waukesha is a bad person. That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. He's getting 11 grand a month for this clown that he is. You'd think that Gableman would have said, "All right, I will suck up a little bit to the guy that's giving me 11 grand a month and letting me do this crazy stuff, or at least keep quiet." Oh no, not Gableman. No. He takes the microphone and he goes, instead of defending Voss after Steen said he's a treasonous traitor, Gableman says, "Well, anything that we change in the law, which we need to, has to go through the legislature." You know, he's at the primary opponent's event. Voss, where is your sense of self-respect? At long last, Trump scared you. You're servile to Trump, the president of the Senate, and I think I mistakenly referred to him as Kapenga. Somebody called him Kunyenga. I don't care what kind of an Enga he is, okay? I'm not into the Engas. I do not know the Engas. One of the Engas, who's the president of the Senate, said to Trump, "I am a bobby pin and you are Thor's hammer. And I wear socks with your picture on them." Okay, one of the Engas said that, whoever's the president of the Senate, that Enga. Also at this thing is Tim Ramthan, the QAnon guy from Campbell's Fort. And Gableman is there kicking Voss while he's down and getting 11 grand a month. This is sad. Go to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, eh, Jean?
Good morning, Matt. Lots of things. First of all, I think that the people you know, that attacked our Capitol, you know, on January 6th were American citizens, most of them, led by American citizens. But I think that if we look at our country's been slowly taken over, and I think multinational corporations that we really have to look at seriously, you know, who only care about greed, who only care about themselves, who don't care about the environment, who don't care about people's health, who don't care about roads and bridges, who don't care about anything but their pocketbooks, period. They took over a lot of states, and I don't mean take over, they grab them and take them over. No, they infiltrated, got messages out in different states. And one of the practice states was the state of Wisconsin. We felt it. We saw it. We know what it feels like when big money comes in, starts buying off the Republicans, which is really sad, because when Scotty Walker ran for governor, nobody knew him in my side of the state. They had a Republican that cared about the environment and, you know, who was a normal Republican from years ago. But Walker was a different egg. No education whatsoever. Didn't care about the state of Wisconsin, and all he cared about was himself and his donors. And so, anyway, a lot of our radio station or our media, our area medias, have been bought out by larger medias that we don't even have any control on anymore. Even our local television stations don't always give us the news from your side of the state. So this has been a gradual thing. So then when Walker ran, all we heard was Walker, Walker, Walker. And a lot of lies about the right to work for less, you know, the right to work laws, how the teachers are getting paid for doing nothing. I mean, that was something on our all radio stations from morning till night. The Democrats, they're run by big money. Who got the big money? Excuse me. There were a lot of rumors and a lot of propaganda. Pretty soon the people started believing it because that's what they heard from morning till night. And they did it in Wisconsin. They took a great state and ripped it apart, got rid of our ethics boards, got rid of their testing, you know, for jobs in the government. They were going to let Walker take over the testing, you know, and the hiring of people. Remember when they took that away? There were so many honest things that we counted on in the state of Wisconsin and turned it into garbage. What we need to do, and then they did it, you know, after they were so successful in our state, they started in other states. And you can look at where traditionally Democratic, well, you know, and the true Republicans could work together and not hate each other. And the good Republicans have been driven out. What you have left is a corporate money grubbers that don't give one iota about the state of Wisconsin or other states that they have gained control in. That's why we as Wisconsinites have to join together to get the garbage out. The only way we can do it is to get the facts out and tell people this is not a fight of people with a D or an R to their name. This is a fight to take back our state and to take back our country and kick the garbage that remains in there, because the good Republicans were driven out. The good Republicans have resigned or didn't run anymore. They happened in every state, almost in our country, and it's happened in our country. Look at the garbage. I'm sorry to call them garbage, but this morning I'm tired and I'm ornery. But the people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, do you people think that she cares one iota about schools, about education, about jobs? And Matt Gaetz, give me a break. And the guy, boss, in our state. And that woman that keeps this election garbage going, that Biden lost. What the heck's the matter with you people with the R after your name? Wake up. You know, you think that, oh, we're just making this stuff up. Do look at it. Look at what they've done. Not a gall darn thing. Wake up, folks, because we gotta save our state and take it back, and we need to save our country. And I'm an old lady, and we need all the young people and all the independents to truly come together. together because I believe we can do this. And Matt, thank you so much for what you do every day and all the studying and all the work that you do to get us information. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Jean. Jean, that was as eloquent as I've heard, boiling down what's going on. And frankly, I think somebody could just tape everything you said and broadcast it around the state without any editing as a message, because it's not just the passion of it. But you brought up a lot of issues. I can't hit them all. I mean, a lot of them I do hit, for instance, January 6th, the insurrection. But I'm giving an example of one thing you brought up, and that was civil service. We pioneered civil service in this country a long time. In the old days, you'd have Tammany Hall just hiring people, you know, political parties. So we have it by exam. You want to work for this or that, you take some civil service exam, and without fear or favor, it doesn't matter what your ethnicity is, what your background is, what your politics are you the best person for the job? You know something? You're right. Walker yanked that. He got rid of civil service, and we were the pioneer of civil service. We were the pioneer of civil service, and he yanked it. Corruption came to Wisconsin at the beginning of the Walker administration. And he was doing his best trying to unravel it, but Voss and Gableman and people like this are doing it. We got to go to a break. You're on the line. Don't hang up. I see you on the line. I will get back to you right after the break. Short break. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Backbiter, tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Greg of Watertown, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind, eh, Greg?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say that the Republican Party is the party of fiscal fraud. You know, with what they did with Benghazi, the multiple investigations, they just spend our taxpayers' money now. Boss is doing the same thing here in Wisconsin. They're the party of fiscal fraud. That's what we should start calling them. Thanks for taking my call, Matt.
Yeah, that's a very, very powerful message, and I agree with you 100%. The Republican Party, I'm talking about the present Republican Party, not when Lee Dreyfus was governor, and not even when Tommy Thompson was governor, and not certainly not when Warren Knowles was governor, not when Dwight Eisenhower was president. I'm talking the present Trump-Walker Party. They can't be trusted around money. They can't be trusted around money. In this state, remember, they wouldn't even take, it turned out to be $80 million. They could have done it for $40 million to correct the unemployment comp computers because Obama was president. They wouldn't do it. They wouldn't take our share of our federal tax dollars, $1 billion for trains. They wouldn't do it. That money just went to other states to pad theirs. We don't have Navy bases. We don't have space stations because of our geography. We get them easily trained. They wouldn't take them. They wouldn't take, every state got Medicaid money. We wouldn't take federal Medicaid money. We're one of the few who wouldn't, and we're the only state that didn't take it and then went into the tax dollars to make up for some of that, double taxing our people. In other words, having to tax them more on their state tax dollars by not taking their federal back. They just won't do anything. And their donors are the ones that rule them. Voss just allocated some months ago, and now it's gone up, something like 670 or 80 grand to Gableman to do what? This is out of tax dollars. And the Republican Supreme Court said that's okay. You can't have a gerrymandered legislature, and even if it weren't gerrymandered, whoever's in power just dip into the tax dollars to get a political objective, help him run his party. That's not right. The Democratic Party went to Voss and said, all right, we want 676 of tax dollars to investigate X. He'd laugh. Tax dollars do not matter to the Republican Party other than as a weasel sack to dip into and take what they want. They're not competent to handle money. And Greg points out that they're party of fraud. They are absolutely the party of fraud. Donald Trump is their head guy. He was the president. His financial bodies litter the landscape behind him. Remember Trump University? The Emoluments Clause, everybody forgets that, and okay, that's not sexy compared to other things. But Saudi Arabia would occasionally rent whole floors of his hotels. They're very high-end and expensive, and not even occupy them. They just rent them. And so they would pay millions of dollars that goes into his pocket, and nobody used them. I mean, that is clearly a bribe. To me, that's clearly a bribe. A Russian oligarch offered him $100 million for a property in Florida that he owned that was worth $50 million. Because it turns out he needed money to pay off Deutsche Bank, where he had a loan. He says, oh, thank you very much. The art of the deal. The art of the deal. I'm just a good businessman. I got somebody to pay $100 million for $50 million property. So the Rusky takes title. He gets the money, pays off the mortgage, pays off Deutsche Bank, comes out of that clean. What does the Russian guy do, the oligarch close to Putin? Does he rent it out or turn it into a resort or do something, condos? He tears it down. It's a vacant lot. He doesn't use it at all because $100 million means nothing to Putin. Because he has Trump. And Trump set the standard for the whole Republican Party. I'll tell you, Walker once got trolled by a guy who claimed he was one of the Koch brothers. You may remember that. It was a telephone call. The guy said, hi, I'm Koch. Walker said, oh, Koch, okay. And he's talking. And then Koch, they try to lead him on. They said to Walker, you know, with all these protesters on Act 10, why don't you have a couple of agents go into the audience and beat one of them up. And you know what Walker said? Now, if I said that, I'd say, drop dead. Actually, I'd call the police. No. Walker goes, well, you know, it really hasn't gotten to that yet. You know, this is not the party of Lee Dreyfus, Warren Knowles, and Dwight Eisenhower. This really is not. It's not the party of even Steve Gunderson, a congressman from Western Wisconsin. I knew Steve. Republican, I'm a Democrat. This is before Al Baldus, or right around Al Baldus, Democrat friend of mine. But, you know, people over there, as Gina Beauclair had said, yeah, cared about the environment. They cared about things. This Republican Party is simply an arm of Trump. It's an arm of the donors. And these are Putin-loving donors. And these are financially fraudulent donors. These are bad news. And what Greg just said is absolutely true. Just want to get to a few things. You know, we talk about the military aspect of the attack on Ukraine. But there is a subterranean economic war going on. You know about the sanctions. Remember, Russia was going to default on its bonds. Want to pay in rubles, and that was a violation of the bond requirements. Just now, they paid off $564.8 million on a 2022 Eurobond and $84.4 million on a 2042 bond. Those are the minimum required payments, and they did it in dollars. They backed down on requiring rubles. So momentarily, because they had an extension, they did default, but they had an extension to May 9. They snuck in and got it done. My question is, where they get these dollars? We're sanctioning them. Obviously, they had some stuck away in the old weasel sack. Maybe have a few more. But at least that money got paid on the bonds to bondholders and drained it out of their treasury. And we still have $350 billion in euros and dollars on deposit in New York, London, and Frankfurt that we won't give to them. And now we're going to, I hope, give it to Ukraine. Another development on that front, the EU is now going to get together and do an oil embargo on Russia. It should be approved by the EU next week, phased in over several months. This is a result of stiffening Ukrainian resistance in the east of Ukraine, Europe has more confidence. One thing I will say, they're not embargoing natural gas. It's all well and good to say oil. Oil's a small part of what they do, although important part. But natural gas is the big kahuna. I want to see that happen. That's going to require Germany to go along. But these are some of the issues in the subterranean economic war to further isolate Moscow, Russia. Russia has then retaliated, saying, all right, we're going to pull out of the International Space Station because of the sanctions. Hurt me, hurt me. What do I care? What do I care? The problem with Russia is they're liable to attack the International Space Station. They already sent missiles against one of their own satellites to blow it up, pretending it was practice, and they sent debris in permanent orbit over the around the globe. China's doing some of the same stuff. That has got to be resolved too. All of this is going on under the surface while we all concentrate on the military operations in Ukraine. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Radio app.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. CJ of Stoughton. What's on your mind today, CJ of Stoughton?
Well, thanks for taking my call, Matt. So much is on my mind, but I know you won't give me much time. But, you know, as I watched the disinformation czar unconstitutional being created by the Hunter Biden administration. They now got a woman, a czar, that is spreading disinformation herself about the Russian hoax. And John Durham's going to find out about that, though. You know, we are living in a Democrat world right now, and we're feeling it everywhere that we go. And help is on its way. It's coming in November, a big red wave. And I want accountability on both sides of the aisle, whether it's the Trump family or the Hunter Biden administration family. Because do you want to know why Hunter's associates, now we know, met 27 times with the Obama administration? Do you want to know if $10 million came from China and ended up in President Biden's bank account? Do you want to know that? And do you care that we got a treasonous Department of Homeland Security person, Mayorkas? What a failure that guy is. Now he's bringing on somebody who's going to head a misinformation and by executive order to monitor our speech. When she lied about the Hunter Biden laptop, when she lied about the Russian Trump hoax, we know that's not true now. And John Durham's going to prove that. So those trials are going to start soon enough. But, you know, as you deflect, and you think that, you know, the Republicans are bad with money, well, we're feeling how good the Democrats, progressives, socialists, liberal, Marxists are good with money. We're living it, Matt, every day at the grocery store, the pump, and we're seeing it in interest rates and everything. Inflation is going to eat us alive.
If okay, let me Russia respond, CJ, because you raise a lot of issues, and I give you more time than almost anybody else. So we can't just turn this whole thing into one lengthy guy saying things. So I do want to hear all your issues, and I'm going to respond to some right now, and then I'm going to go to the rest of the lines. There's other people on the line. First of all, you keep talking about the Hunter Biden administration. He was never elected to anything. You never say anything about Jared Kushner getting $2 billion from Saudi Arabia. You never say anything about Ivanka Trump getting some sweetheart trademarks and copyrights in China that are not available to the West. And you do not say anything about Saudi Arabia renting Trump's high-end hotels, whole floors of them, and then never using them. And he gets money in his pot. You never mention that. What you do mention is not true. Let me give you an example. You said that somehow somebody met 27 times in the Obama White House. There is a visitor's log. Now, Trump sometimes would rip that up. And Obama never ripped it up. You'd have to, don't call me, call the New York Times and say, there's a visitor log in the Obama era that shows 27 of these visits. They'll be very interested in that. They'll make it a banner headline if it's true. And it is not true. Then you said that Joe Biden got $10 million in his bank account from the Chinese, I think you said. That's very easy to trace. If that were true, that would be the front page of the New York Times and there'd be a grand jury. It is simply not true. CJ, you are fed misinformation from the Republican Party, but you've got to understand that some of it comes from China, Russia, and Iran in fake social media posts. So if you go on what social media says, you might as well be parroting Putin and Xi and the Ayatollah. That's what you're doing. On the other things, when it comes to either immigration or inflation, we've talked about that before. I have a full lineup here of people. I'm going to go to them. I encourage you to call in anytime. But remember, if you're calling in saying things that are not factual, I think you're getting them from social media. Betsy of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. Betsy, what's on your mind today?
Well, I just want CJ to know that he sounds like a broken record, and he needs to get some new material because it's really getting old. And I don't know how you can give him as much time as you do, honestly, because really, I think he calls because he's going to get under Betsy's skin. And he does. And I'm so disgusted in you, CJ. You're a person from Stoughton, Wisconsin. Good people all over the state. I don't know what happened to you. Good Lord Jesus. You know, Scott Walker came in and he just tore this state up. And I've lived here my whole life. And I know damn well there are good Republicans still left. And CJ, all I can do is pray for you, man. Thank you for all you do, man. Have a good day.
Thank you, Betsy. Excellent comments, as always. Thank you. Next, we're going to go to Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. One thing about CJ, he's consistently wrong. But I'm more worried about the state of Wisconsin, and he talks about a red wave, of course. And we're gerrymandered, so we're going to get one here in the legislative body. So I don't know if people, at least I do, I get the Madison area TV stations and I have to watch Michaels for governor. I don't know who is would be worse. Well, let's just put it this way. He's not the man I thought he was. The stuff he's talking about is like Rebecca Clayfish and Ranson and Nicholson. I mean, any four of these people become governor in this state, and I fear for the state, because we had Foxconn, which is a boondoggle, and of course we gerrymandered the state. And the other thing is Gableman and Voss. If that's not enough to make you want to go out and vote for Tony, I don't know what will. So I just want to bring that point today. I'm more worried about the state of Wisconsin right now. On the national level, will probably take care of itself. And at least we do have some chance in the congressional races. But that's all I want to say, Matt. And the people running on the GOP side for governor of this state, I don't really think any of them has any ideas that will work for us, and it will make it'll make it worse here. So thanks, Matt. You have a great day.
Thank you, Paul. I agree with you. You know, I had originally thought that if Tim Michaels got in, he'd be more moderate. I've been very disappointed in the ads that he's put out, and I think he also said that he would have signed all the voter suppression bills that Tony Evers vetoed. Well, that's not going to get it for him. That's not going to get it for him. And then you have Rebecca Clayfish, Ramphin and Nicholson, and then Michaels. And there, it's a horse apiece. And this is not good. I agree with you. This is not good. And unless somebody gets in that race who believes in democracy, believes in not attacking our democracy, and can do something in the something like a Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, all of those Republican candidates you don't want as governor of this state. I agree 100%. 100%. The next one we have up, Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. Dick, what's on your mind?
Yeah, you know, Matt, when it comes to CJ, you remember Henny Youngman? He had a lot of really stale old jokes, but at least he could accompany him with playing his violin. Maybe CJ should get a violin to accompany himself. That's not really the reason I called, though. It's something about these mega churches and the fact that they're tax-exempt, and here they are preaching from the gospel of the Trumpism stuff. It's just sickening in my mind. And just to prove you I'm not a total hypocrite, when my girls back in the 90s, they both went through grade school in a Catholic school until sixth grade. And I won't bring up the parish's name, but I had a real difference of opinion with them back in 1996. There was a polling place by the school, and stuck right in the ground on the way in the door of the school, not up by the church, was "We Vote Pro-Life" with a flag back. It was a lot back then. I went right in the office and said, you know, that's totally wrong. I support your right to have that up by the church itself. But down here, it's a form of, what's the name for that, when you advocate a certain way to vote next to the poll itself. Candidates can't do it, so I don't know why they should have been able to do it.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, Dick. The couple of things occur to me. Obviously, I believe in separation of church and state, and I have a great respect for all religions. And so I'm not going to comment on any religion. The one thing I will say, obviously, if there's a political sign up near a polling place, that's a little different. But, you know, I just am not going to comment on various faith traditions. I think that in the aggregate, they're really the foundation of culture and our civilization, and great respect for all of them. So thank you very much for calling in. I'll tell you what, Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks. Oh, Mark, we have a minute, so give me what you got, and then I'll comment after the break. Mark from the SAC, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, the term the previous caller is looking for is electioneering. I think that's the term he's looking for. And yeah, that with Marjorie Taylor Greene opening up the schism again between the Protestant churches and the Catholic churches, it might be amusing because she was, you know, basically calling, rolling back the old saw from the Protestant churches, you know, referring to the Church of Rome as the devil's church. And, of course, the Church of Rome was calling all the Protestant churches, you know, the work of Satan as well.
Yeah, we believe in separation of church and state. We dealt with that in the 18th century, Mark. So, you know,
there's
plenty of reasons not to like Marjorie Taylor Greene. And I don't think we have to get into all of her, whatever she says. She says crazy stuff. The thing that concerns me the most about Marjorie Taylor Greene, quite frankly, is she advocated the assassination of Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton, and suggested about Obama. Those are felonies. She never got picked up for that. And then with the kid from the Parkland shooting, remember the guy in Florida, he came to testify, and she stalks him, scared him. You know, he's a high school kid, and she's behind him shouting at him. He saw his friends butchered in the hallway. There's something weird about her. It has nothing to do with religion. We believe in separation of church and state. I have great, great respect for all faiths. I think they're terrific. But, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Nancy Pelosi threw off committees because she threatened to assassinate Nancy Pelosi. To me, that's a pretty darn good reason to throw you off of committees. And then you have Kevin McCarthy trying to stand up for just bad news. Thanks a lot for calling. As always, we're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. She goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, this is a very sad fact, but the mayor of Mariupol, or I should say, I think they kidnapped the mayor of Mariupol, the Ruskies. One of the senior people in Mariupol said that Russia has now killed twice as many people in Mariupol as the Nazis did. As you remember, they came through and slaughtered millions of people in Ukraine. Millions. And the Ruskies in Mariupol have now killed twice as many as the Nazis, and they've done it in, what, 2 months, a little over 2 months? They are now transferring troops from the Far East into Ukraine because they've lost so many of them. They've lost more than 20,000 of them. And NATO now has agreed they'll transfer the MiG planes to Ukraine from Eastern Europe, from the old Warsaw Pact countries, Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, and we'll replace them with American F-16s, and in some cases, I think American F-35s, although those are pretty top secret. Maybe we're just getting American pilots flying those. But there's a development over there, and this is a fascinating development. It turns out Putin is going to have cancer surgery. Putin will have cancer surgery. And it's for abdominal cancer, and he also has Parkinson's disease. Originally, they said that he had thyroid cancer. Thyroid cancer treatment is not abdominal cancer treatment. I think they said thyroid because thyroid cancer is apparently easier to catch and stop through surgery than some others. When he's under general anesthetic, he's turning over the war in Ukraine to a general named Nikolai Patrushev. Nikolai Patrushev is a murderer and a sadist, almost worse than Putin. He egged him on in the Ukraine war. He's the former head of the FSB, Federal Security Service. What is the FSB? It's the successor to the KGB. KGB got such a bad name that they now call it the FSB and think that's going to help. What if Putin doesn't survive this surgery? Or even if it's stomach cancer, whether or not he has surgery may not make much difference. He's a sick man. We know that he's sick mentally. We know that he's sick emotionally. He's a sociopath. He is a genocidal sadist. But the point is that that government over there in that country is in a very bad way. So keep monitoring this. This is a very, very, very sad development, not because I care about Putin. As far as I'm concerned, if somebody wants to slip him a polonium cocktail while he's under anesthesia, that'd be fine with me. In fact, they should bring Navalny in and have him give him some polonium right through his breathing tube. That's what he did. He didn't do it through a breathing tube. He smeared polonium on Navalny's underwear. You know, and one thing occurred to me, a guy sneaks into my hotel room and puts polonium in my underwear. I'm about to put on my shorts. I got to look at that. I got to go, that's a little weird. No, I don't think I'm going to lower them down into that underwear, believe me. I mean, what the hell? Navalny, you idiot. What, do you get dressed in the dark? You out of your mind? Well, somebody should do that to Putin. I would like to see that done to Putin. However, another disturbing development. There's increasing evidence of GOP party involvement in Trump's election scheme to overturn the government, overturn the election. And what do I mean by that? Jim Jordan, whom Kevin McCarthy decided to put up to be on the committee for January 6th until Pelosi threw him off, he conspired with Trump in the White House. He had looped in other congressmen in the Republican Party. Mark Meadows, a former North Carolina Republican, was chief of staff. He was in on it. And there's a very well-known prosecutor named Glenn Kirshner. Glenn Kirshner. And he came out with a very, very interesting statement. It's a theory. It's probably more than a theory, but he's a very experienced prosecutor. And he said, quote, more of the Republican leadership will join the cover-up club. There's a cover-up club. What does that mean? If the FBI or the police arrest somebody and there's some conspiracy or something, they immediately separate them so they can't talk and cook up their story. Well, nobody's enforcing subpoenas now, or they're taking a long time to do it. And Kirshner said it's a certainty that people like Kevin McCarthy, people like Jim Jordan, Mark Meadows, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and the rest of them are in the cover-up club. They are going to get their stories straight. And a good prosecutor, a good questioner can see through that. But it's just another layer of complication. My advice to Merrick Garland, prosecute them. What are you, Inspector Clouseau, the Pink Panther? What, there's five bodies in the room and you're going, we must investigate this? Like the clowns internationally who go, oh, is there genocide? We must take careful evidence. Come on. Do something about it. We're going to the lines. Robert of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Robert?
Good morning. I think the best thing we can do is shine the light on all this. I mean, we talked about Marjorie Taylor Greene a lot. She's a terrible congresswoman. She's actually a bad excuse for a human being. The more we make people aware, Lauren Boebert is another one. She was the one on January 6th that was, you know, tweeting where Nancy Pelosi's location was so that they could go grab her and kill her. You know, and things like 1776, she was putting out on social media at the time. But the more we can make people aware, so she's running in Colorado against Sal Sandoval. So the more we can help people like Saul, you know, Madison Cawthorn's another one. Ted Cruz is another one. A bunch of these people have been involved with this plot. And what they're doing is they're trying to get redistrict, so they're not going up against some of the veteran candidates. So that's what happened with Madison Cawthorn. They didn't want Josh Rimmelar to run against them because the contrast between a combat veteran and a guy who claims to be patriotic and is overthrowing the government is too much for them to handle. They know they'll lose that election. So if everyone could get out and support the candidates running against these people that were involved with January 6th, I think that would be huge. Whether it's making phone calls, knocking doors, sending a donation, texting or posting on social media, you know, really shining the light on the activity of these people that tried to overthrow the government. It boggles the mind that we're sitting here talking about if Democrats are going to lose the midterms, where we basically have people that support terrorism in the government. So, thank you for the time, Matt.
Yeah, no, I agree with everything you said, and I think you said it succinctly, as you always do. I will add one thing to it, though. Where are the prosecutors? I mean, I get it. You're absolutely right. We've got to keep fighting the way we do. But don't you think there's enough evidence right now to charge people like Giuliani and Don Trump Jr. and Don Trump Sr.? Alvin Bragg, the DA in Manhattan, took a dive. Somebody got to him. Guy doesn't take a dive like that without somebody getting to him. Called off the grand jury, say he's not going to prosecute Trump. Trump's an innocent man. That's false. The outgoing prosecutor said that Trump had committed felonies. That's when he fraudulently misvalued his properties for tax and bank purposes. Banks are federally insured. So where's Merrick Garland? I mean, really, he's waiting for political cover. Merrick, here's the deal. If we lose in November, and I hope we don't, you know what's going to happen? Kevin McCarthy will yank all those subpoenas and disband that commission. Then he'll investigate Pelosi and Adam Schiff. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.